Hello, listeners. My name is Victor Rodriguez, and you're listening to Pulse, where we take a peek at Pierce's unexpectedly layered social environment. Today, we're looking at the Brahma Initiative, a branch of the Community Welfare Committee, and they're responsible for organizing and coordinating community awareness, such as food and housing insecurity among students. I am joined here today by Gisela Tarifa. She is the newly elected chair of the Community Welfare Committee. Hi.
Hi, what's up?
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so let's start with the newest thing that's going on. You got the charter passed, yes?
Yes, I just got the Brahma Initiative passed. It passed yesterday at the ASO Senate meeting. It was introduced, I believe, 3 weeks ago, and we were having serious discussions about it for like the past two Senate meetings, and then yesterday we finally decided as a Senate to get it passed.
All right, and what's the main goal of the Brahma Initiative?
The main goal of the initiative is to address food and housing insecurity, because I don't know if you know about this, but in July 2016, LACCD did a survey, and in that survey, they realized that 1 in 5 LACCD students, which is Los Angeles Community College District, 1 in 5 of them are facing these insecurities every day. About 18% of them were actually homeless last year as well. So this is a serious issue that's occurring on all LACCD campuses. And so I decided with the help of Efren Lopez, our ASO president, to write up an initiative, write up a plan that would address these issues on campus.
I actually did hear about that. I heard about that on the RoundupNews.com, the school's newspaper. They did the survey that, 1 in 5 of students in the all 9 colleges, I believe there's 9
yeah,
in the
LACCD,
will face homelessness at some point or already do.
Yep.
And let's talk about how easy it is to let that slide, like let that, because no one really talks about it, right?
Yeah, a lot of people talk about it, and I feel like it's that, it's not necessarily stereotype or stigma, but just that fear of letting people know that you're facing these hardships and facing these socioeconomic challenges. I know for sure I don't want to tell people that I only have like $10 in my bank account, and that's how I've been living literally for like 3 weeks. But, you know, it's something that students, I think, are afraid to really speak out about. You know, it's just the fear of having all these other people know of my actual like economic standing and where I am and living.
I mean, yeah, it's completely understandable, but what this initiative and what the committee, I think, plans to do is create a platform for it to be okay to say, right? Like, you're creating awareness is one of the 5-part goals you have, right?
Yeah, creating awareness is. So that's really just about spreading the word of this initiative, spreading the word of what's really going on, all the issues that are occurring in the San Fernando Valley community. So that's really us just having a voice, being out there on the mall. You'll see community welfare really striving for that. So we're really planning on hopefully having a student awareness fair. We talked about it as a committee yesterday, and that would be really just us advocating what's going on in the initiative, what's the next thing happening, what's really occurring.
And a good place for you to kind of dip your toes in the water was Club Rush, right?
Yeah, we were there out in the mall in Club Rush. That's actually where we met, correct?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
We were right next to Sustainability Committee, and yeah, I started telling people about this, and some of them were actually shocked, but then I actually got some responses saying, like, yeah, I know about this issue, and I've had people come to me. And it's like, that was a really big opener, because I was like, okay, there is a need on campus. You know, a lot of people, I think just because we're in Woodland Hills, that not everybody that goes here would face those challenges, but it happens on all of the 9 campuses.
By the way, we're in Woodland Hills by like 1 zip code. Like, it's like barely in there.
Yeah.
So I understand how people could get that misconception of, oh, Woodland Hills, it's an affluent area. There shouldn't be any problems here. But this isn't the first of, this isn't the first action plan of its nature, right? I mean, there's always been some sort of desire to help people. Like, that's how the Stash Club got started, isn't it?
Yeah, there's always been a desire to actually help people that are facing these hardships, right? So Stash, that's Students Against Student Hunger, and that was started by Juan Ordielas, I think that's his last name. I'm probably butchering it. But yeah, it just recently got taken over by Jordan Rice, and they're really advocating for students that are facing this challenge, right? So I know they have a food pantry, but the food pantry is so tiny. It's, right now it's at Iris 910. I don't know if you've seen it. It's at Professor Lay's faculty office. But yeah, that's actually one of the plans in the initiative, is to expand on that food pantry and develop it into something much greater, like a larger facility, kind of like something that UCLA has or CSUN. And we're actually going to be going to CSUN this Friday to see how they got that whole process started, how they're managing it, and what we can do to start that here on Pierce.
Just out of curiosity, is there any sort of kind of location you have in mind for the new and improved, the bigger and better?
As of right now, I'm not sure, but as a club, I brought it up at our meeting. Well, not club, I'm sorry, committee. And a student actually asked about the old library and saying how, you know, they haven't seen anything there, that it's just like an empty space. And I don't really know what's in the old library. I know I pass it every time I go to the Great Hall or if I'm just passing around campus. And I think that's one thing we're going to look at, is what, how the old library is being used, and maybe we could make that the place for the food pantry.
I think the old library is stuck in some sort of limbo, because I am aware that it's supposed to be the new site of the new media arts building. But I think that's a project that's been tabled. So maybe in the meantime, that could be a location.
Yeah. We're also thinking about having community pantry as well. So something like that's out on the mall that would really be focused on necessities. So like needs like feminine care, blankets, shoes, socks, basic stuff like that as well.
Feminine care. That's a really interesting and timely one right now. Because, I mean, right now in the student store, two generic tampons are what? Like $2-3?
I don't know. I haven't purchased it from there. Actually, if I have an emergency, I go to the Student Health Center. The Student Health Center actually provides free feminine care or free health services as well.
You usually met there with Beth Benny, right? Or I don't know if you see her.
No, I have not seen her. I don't know who Beth
Benny is. Oh, she's the director of the health center.
I'm meaning to contact her actually as well, so thank you.
I can give you her contact info. But yeah, that's always – I feel like there needs to be – a sort of more open and consistent communication.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not a lot of people know that they offer free feminine hygiene products there.
No, yeah. I think that's another thing that we're really striving for with this initiative, and just as a committee as well, is awaring the students of all these possibilities and resources that are already at Pierce, and hopefully providing even more than that. And that's also in the Brahma Initiative, which is providing a registry of all these contact informations like shelters, showers, facilities that these individuals could use that are off-site of Pierce College. Because, yeah, you come here, maybe you come here once, like twice a week for your classes, but other than that, you're out in the community, you're out in the San Fernando Valley, and if you don't know exactly where you can go, how are you going to be surviving? I'm wondering how these students are like living right now, honestly.
I know, it's really tough, and there's just, can we circle back real quick?
Yeah.
To showers, that was a really interesting one, because yes, we've been talking about home insecurity and unstable, you know, lines of food, but it's really the basic staples that people who are fortunate enough to have take for granted. Like, yeah, you don't have to have a PE class to be able to take a shower in there.
Yeah, you don't. And actually, there was a law, I believe, passed that is supposed to advocate and advocate for like community colleges to open up their facilities, open up their showers to let the people of the public use, actually. And I know that they're having those talks right now and the participatory committees on seeing how they're actually going to go about that law and how it's going to be implemented on Pierce campus.
So let's talk about establishing a relationship with food and housing community organizations. Where are you throwing out your feelers?
Yes. So this part of the initiative, I've honestly just started on my own already. I became the homeless liaison of my neighborhood council. So that's a position of which you start collecting all these resources, collecting all the information, understanding the background of homelessness. So that's like Measure H, Prop HHH that we just passed. And so from that, I got in contact with LASA, which is the Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority. And they've been my main point of contact right now. I don't know if you know about this, but they do the annual homeless count every year. And that's when they, it's kind of like a census of which you go into the census tract and you scope out the community, and then you list, you start recording the amount of homeless people, and it happens like every January. So I actually secured that, and I just recently got the contract for that, for Pierce to become a deployment site for the annual homeless count.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so this could be like a really great opportunity for Pierce students to be out there in the community and actually see what's happening. It's a great way to be engaged. Right now, I'm in talks with Dean Juan Astorga, and he's helping me go through the contract, seeing what exactly like Pierce is able to do, what they're not able to do, and then hopefully we'll have a meeting with administration soon so that we can get that secured.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a great point, because there's so much great intent, but you also have to be like realistic. Like, I mean, this is a college, and we a community college, and we don't know exactly how much we can contribute, right?
Yeah.
And everybody, I think everybody wants to think they're a helpful person, and they don't necessarily know where to go to kind of lend their efforts. If you don't mind me asking, how many students are involved in this right now?
Right now, it's me, Stash President, Stash Club, and as of community welfare, it's only a couple people. Only a couple people went to the meeting. Yeah, I decided to, as a committee, we also decided to move the club date. So hopefully, like, people will actually, hopefully that'll be a better meeting time for everybody.
What's the club date?
The Community Welfare Committee. So now we're going to be meeting on Mondays at 3 p.m., and that's right after Stash, and we're meeting at the Student Engagement Center. I'm honestly, that's why I was also at Club Rush, so I could get as much volunteers as possible, because this is something that I can't just do. Like, it's a group activity. It's honestly, it should be all of Pierce College students that are involved in this.
And the Student Engagement Center, that is under the library?
Yes, it's under the library, okay. Right next to First Year Experience. It's also, it's like on the, when you enter the mall, and like, it's right next to the library stairs. You know, it's like right under that.
Okay. Now, I kind of want to break it down and get a little more simple and a little more kind of just laying it all out there. Let's talk about the stigma of homeless students. What are challenges do you think they face?
Honestly, I think they face like being able to even have school supplies, like a proper backpack. Who knows? They probably haven't even showered in days. I'm honestly unsure. I think it's just, I don't know. I don't understand what people would be afraid of if they found out that somebody was homeless. Like, I don't, personally, I wouldn't look down upon that person. I would just want to help as much as possible. Every time I walk on the street, I do see a homeless person, and I at least try to give them something of that I have. Maybe it's a water bottle, maybe it's a granola bar, or honestly, I've been carrying now like LA Family Housing business cards. That's also another homeless organization I'm working with that deals with housing specifically, and they have a coordinated entry system, which is basically kind of similar to the Brahm initiative of the registry and locating people where to go. So now I carry around those business cards so that if I pass by somebody that's homeless on the street, I give it to them and have them be able to have that resource of who to call, where to go to, you know, as a starting point. But yeah, I honestly don't understand what people would be afraid of. I feel more sadness for the people that are afraid to even speak about their situation and are afraid to go against the grain and just say like, hey, you know, I'm dealing with this issue, like I need help. And Pierce College should be a place where all students feel the possibility of receiving that help. You know, it's a community college. You know, people come here in order to receive help and resources that a university wouldn't be able to give them. I know for sure that's why I came to community college. I wasn't able to afford a university. And community college was honestly that stepping point where I could be able to get that higher education for free.
All right. If you're just joining us now, we're here with Gisela Tarifa, the newly elected chair of the Brahm Initiative.
Actually, I was appointed.
Appointed.
Yes, appointed by the Vice President Isha Pashvisha.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's circle back and talk about you. How'd you get involved in all this?
Personally, I got involved actually earlier this year. I participated in LASA's annual homeless count. At that time, I wasn't really involved in community organizing or just being a student leader. At that time, I was just a participant volunteering, and I helped administer it. And I thought it was just so cool that there was a group of people that actually wanted to find out exactly how many homeless people were in their area and their community. And then afterwards, it was until recently where I felt this need and like this initiative to just wanna help my community. I started seeing more homeless people around my area, which is Northridge, and it was something I honestly didn't see as much as a child. So I decided to go to my neighborhood council and Northridge West Neighborhood Council. And I went to that meeting and they decided, I didn't even know this, but they presented that homeless liaison position. And that's where I was just like, you know, I've always seen this problem and I've always felt this need to actually try to help in any way possible. So I decided to go after that position, and then I got appointed to that position as well. And then after that, it kind of just spiraled where I was talking to Efren Lopez one day, and we were discussing about the LACCD survey, and I was just like, wow, like, I have so many resources that I could provide. Like, we should do something here on campus. We should make it a student-led, student-focused type of thing, because I feel like students would be able to have a better communication and feel a little bit more trust to a peer.
So this is a student-run committee?
Yes, this is a student-led committee.
Is there any sort of faculty or staff involved?
As of right now, no, we don't have members that are faculty or staff. But since it's an ASO subcommittee, we do have the advisors of Alara Conradi and Dean Juan Astorga. They're advisors for ASO.
Okay. Now, there's a word that's been circling in my head ever since you said it, and that's help. Let's talk about the best way to help. What's if a student who doesn't necessarily have all the money in the world or all the time in the world, like what can you give us some options for different types of students to give different types of help?
Yeah, so as of right now, we're thinking about having drives. We're thinking about having one according to every month, so hopefully in October we'll be having like a Halloween drive. If you are unable, if you have any like old costumes, let's say, you know, you don't even, any old costumes, you can come bring it to us. Or even that, you can participate in facilitating that drive. You know, it's just a lot of volunteering opportunities. I know I'm trying to get in contact with a church organization, and they're going to be holding some volunteer opportunities as well as like, I know they're going to be having a barbecue and they're going to be actually collecting goods to place in bags, and they offered to give it to us at Pier so that we can pass it out. You know, it's just simple things as just being a helping hand and facilitating some of the volunteer opportunities that are going to be presented later in the semester.
Yeah, it's important that the students see you out there on campus, right?
Yeah.
They know this is an option to do.
Yeah, and if you don't have the time to volunteer and you're unable to even give a can or anything, just let your peer know that the community welfare committee is really striving to address these issues, and that there is this thing called the Brahma Initiative that's really going to address food and housing insecurity, and that they can come to us if they need any help, because we'll be giving resources and information about where they can go.
All right. And so this is this initiative was recently passed.
Yes, it was just passed yesterday.
What are the challenges you're going to face?
A lot of it right now is just manpower. You know, having students want to do the research with me and contact these organizations, go out there, see these food pantries that are that are being facilitated, seeing community pantries. It's just a lot of manpower right now. A lot of the challenges as well could just be seeing how the administration of Pierce takes it. Let's say, you know, the loss of the annual homeless count, I present this to the administration, they could probably just say no because of liability issues, you know? So stuff like that, seeing where the administration of Pierce stands for this issue.
So I'm just working off the general assumption that when people think ASO, they think, oh, you know, school funded. Oh, the teachers have their back. But this subcommittee, it's student run.
Yeah. ASO isn't just for teachers. You know, we're not backing up teachers. We're a voice for students. We're student government, and we're trying to address these issues. You know, as an ASO senator, we are required to go to participatory committees. So that's like the curriculum committee, diversity committee. I think there's an ethics committee. I could be wrong right now. I'm just going off on the top of my head. But we're required to participate in these committees where that's where the faculty meet up, and that's where they discuss issues and implementations that they want to implement. And We're a voice. We actually have, if there's an issue that a student has on campus, we're able to voice it out to those committees. Like, for example, for curriculum, let's say you don't like a course or something that the course states in the catalog, or you have an issue with the general catalog. You can come to us as an ASO senator, specifically me, because I go to those committee meetings, and I could say your opinion out loud, addressing that there's actually an issue with the curriculum.
That's really intricate. It's really like, not complicated is not the word I'm looking for. It's really methodical.
Yeah, it is. And not even that, though. Like, as an ASO Senate, you can come to us. You can have you can publicly address an issue. Like yesterday, a student came to us and addressed the issue of unsanitary bathrooms, and she presented this to us, and we're actually going to take this to facilities and address this issue, because I don't know if you've been to the bathrooms, but they're completely disgusting.
No, I hold it.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I've done that too.
But that's really, you listen to the student's concern, and then you voice the concern to the, through you, you guys are the vehicle to which the complaint or the comment can go through the proper channels.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily, you know, plant facility's fault, right?
No, it's not.
And I think it's a more pragmatic and practical way that you guys say it, right? Instead of, you know, just another student walk around the hall saying, oh, these dirty bathrooms. It's an ASO senator saying, hey, guys, it's not your fault, but, like, this is, like, an issue we need addressed, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're here for, to address these issues and concerns that students have on campus.
So you guys are literally here for the students.
Yeah, we're literally here for the students. If you have any issues, just please come to the Student Engagement Center. We will handle them as well as we can.
And I think with manpower, there's also the challenge of just turnout. I know the amount of people, students that voted in the last ASO election was really low, right?
Yeah, it was pretty low.
And it's just, take the time in your day. It's like 5 minutes, and even if you don't think the ASO won't benefit you while you're here, it's down the line, right?
Yeah, it is down the line, because this initiative, hopefully it'll be passed next year as well, and students will take over it. You know, it's not, ASO is just not a place where it's like a one-time deal. You know, this is something that's going to be continuously happening on campus. It's a way for your voice to be heard, and if you have a drive and you want, you have an issue or you have an idea that could hopefully potentially help the campus, come to ASO. We're always looking for student leaders. That's a place for you to speak your mind.
All right. Now, as the show winds down, let's go over what we talked about. We're here with Gisela Tarifa, the newly appointed chairperson of the Community Welfare Committee and the Brahma Initiative. We talked about creating awareness for homeless students. We talked about food instability. We talked about establishing a relationship with organizations. We talked about advocating. What else did we talk about? We talked about a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, we talked about we talked about showers. We talked about people's voices being heard, honestly, and making sure that everyone's opinion is being circulated throughout the campus.
It's an
awareness, honestly. It's mm-hmm. just about being aware of what's going on campus and in your community.
There's also this, I don't know if, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but it's willful ignorance, right? Like, people know about this stuff, but they...
I feel like sometimes people don't. I think they know that these things exist, but they don't know that these things are here for them. You know, I think that sometimes they're not properly shown in the way that they should be, like the Student Health Center. I know it's for anonymity reasons, but, you know, it's, I don't know if you've been there, but it's up in like near the financial aid office. And if you go to it, it's like a dark, like little hall. And if it's not out in the open, students don't know, you know, it doesn't really have that welcoming vibe. And so I feel like if places or anything that's on campus that's meant for like student resources or the students can get help from, if you don't have that welcoming engagement, then students are not going to want to walk in or like get the help that they need.
Yeah. I mean, not every, you know, Club Rush isn't every week. It's not all, we're not, all the organizations aren't going to be out there. They all have their own little corner, a little piece of the pie, where they can help make things better, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be all the time we have. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Victor Rodriguez. You've been listening to Pulse for KPC Radio. KPC Radio.